This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Yes, it's normally Jean with Robbie, but that's all about to change because now I have two guests in the studio, which make me really happy. Please give it up for two of the Melbourne Chargers, Silas and Lockie Anne.
Hey, Jean. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, but judging by the weather radar out there, I'd say it's going to get pretty hairy soon.
When I stepped into the station, it was beautiful and sunny, and I was here in my Melbourne Chargers tank top, ready to take on the world. And from the looks of things, it's just getting darker and more hideous.
Yeah, there's like a greenish light out there, and that sort of makes me a little bit worried.
There's a hue. Well, apparently we're going to get a month's worth of rain in 1 hour, but that it just excites me. I love a storm.
Yeah, so do I.
I like a bit of thunder and lightning. What about you, Lockie?
Should be nice to see. Yeah.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're not here to talk about the weather. Instead, we are talking about the Melbourne Chargers, which is Melbourne's inclusive rugby team. Now, for those who don't know, why wouldn't you? This year, they're actually celebrating their 10th year.
That's it.
Their 10th year.
This is our 10th year.
It's pretty huge. That's a lot of ball throwing.
Look, I think...
Did I just jump you, Silas?
I think we went through the records and we found that that is indeed heaps of ball throwing.
Yeah, like a lot of ball throwing.
We love balls.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Silas, you've played for quite a few years. You're the president at the moment.
I am, yeah.
But Lockie, you've just had your first year with the Chargers, haven't you?
Yes.
So what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. I joined with the 101 event last year. So it will be exactly a year almost that I've been playing rugby, and it's just been an amazing experience.
So your first time, you actually rocked up to Rugby 101, which by the way, coincidentally, everyone, is happening this Saturday. Mm-hmm. So what was it like when you just rock up for a 101 session? And now, just to give everyone a breakdown, because you think rugby, you think of these big, solid men. Lockie, you know, a small breeze would blow him over. He's a very tiny fella.
Yeah, he looks like that. But Lockie's a tough player, and he's really, like, I was so surprised to see Lockie's, rugby spirit come out. And, he's had an amazing year as a player.
So, Lockie, what was it like stepping into, you know, what was Rugby 101 like for you when you're just stepping in with no idea about these people or what the game's like or anything?
Yeah, I met a few of the players beforehand, but really didn't know what I was going to be getting into. I hadn't done much sports in school, so I really wanted to get into a sport, and a friend of mine shared the event on Facebook with me, and I decided to rock up on my own and just jumped in there.
Were you nervous?
I was a bit nervous, but I think I saw everyone just chatting and getting into it straight away. And
'cause it's kind of like, it's like training, yeah?
Yeah, so Rugby 101, which is this weekend, is basically, it's like our premier way of bringing new people into our team and our club. And we welcome guys of all shapes and sizes. We welcome guys of, who've had experience playing sport before, who had experience playing rugby before. But, you know, we also welcome guys like me who, when I joined, like, had never picked up a ball in my life and didn't actually really know anything about rugby.
So, Silas, what made you want to play rugby?
A bit of a non-conformist I would describe myself as. So, like, I found the prospect of playing a sport that wasn't, like, a popular sport in Victoria pretty appealing. I heard about a rugby team that was looking for players through, like, a Joy community announcement, and...
We did it.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought I'd go check it out, but I... I was actually so anxious before going to, like, my first training that I... hid behind a newspaper pretending to just, like, not want to be involved.
Really?
And just watch from the sidelines just so I could get an
idea.
And
now you're the president.
Yeah. How about that 4 years later?
Yeah.
I was so nervous about getting involved with the team because I'd never done any sport before, really. I'd had some not so positive experiences with sports at school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was super nervous about whether I could even do it, but also, like, what level of fitness you needed to be able to be good at it. And, you know, like, unlike Lockie, who's quite petite, I'm more than 120 kilos and very broad shouldered and, like, quite a
You're a solid fella.
I'm a solid unit. And so, you know, that was part of probably – people had told me that that was a really good body type to have for a sport like rugby, and that would be suitable for me.
Because they just reckon you're going to charge at things, yeah?
Yeah, and I've lived up to the name. Like, we're the Chargers, and I've certainly done that since joining the club.
Which is awesome. Now, I think it is also important to note that Chargers is an inclusive rugby team for men who identify as men. And, you know, if you are a female, unfortunately they don't have a female team, but you can be a supporter. Yeah. I'm a supporter and love being one.
As much as we don't have a team for women at the moment, that is a goal of ours. And it's something that we have links to lots of women's rugby teams. And if you're a woman who wants to come along and participate in Rugby 101 this weekend, for sure come on down. We'll connect you with our host club. They've had a women's team in the past. And, you know, we have a bit of a goal this year to take a women's team with us to Brisbane on tour.
Oh, for the Purchase Cup.
For the Purchase Cup.
So the Purchase Cup, for those who don't know, is the Australian New Zealand competition that happens.
That's right. Mm. And, you know, the club presidents of all the Australian and New Zealand clubs have expressed a strong commitment to including women in the kind of IGR rugby scene in Australia. You know, it's a goal of ours to have a women's competition of some kind in the Purchase Cup this year. As to whether we've been able to confirm that or not, you know, we're still working out the details. But if you're a woman and you want to get involved in rugby and in an inclusive rugby environment, come on down to Rugby 101 and we'll try and make it happen for you.
So it's happening this Saturday at Faulkner Park.
That's right.
And it's a great opportunity for you to just dip your toe in, see what it's all about. You know, even just come along.
Come with perv.
And yeah, you can come for a perv or you can just come and have a look. You could give it a go. This is the best way to dive into finding out what inclusive sport is all about. It's really in a relaxed, good environment where you can just find out by coming along and having a throw of the ball or giving it a burl or just standing on the sidelines and figuring out what it's all about.
And I guess if you don't think that playing rugby is for you, like, our club has a really strong supporter culture, and we really love the fact that we have a fan base who travel with us overseas internationally, they travel with us in Australia, they have a great time. So, you know, I almost reckon you'd have a better time in the Chargers as a fan than you would as a player, because you...
Well, I do. I love being a fan, I must admit. Yeah. I'm okay with the sidelines. So your first year, you even went to Bingham for the Bingham Cup, the World Tournament.
We went over to Amsterdam. And it was such a great experience. There were more than 70 teams from around the world that we were playing with and against, and just the atmosphere there was unlike anything I've ever experienced.
It's funny, you know, Dean, Lockie has had an experience in rugby that even I haven't had, which is that of travelling overseas and running onto the field to play.
Yeah, because you've never been able to.
I've never been able to. Every single time I've toured with the team internationally, I've had like a horrible injury and I've stood on the sidelines watching them all run out with like huge smiles and feeling so proud. And, you know, I feel proud of the boys for doing it, but it's something I've not been able to do yet. So it's a big goal of mine the next 2 years to make it to Ottawa in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, this is great. I mean, I love the sound of that. You've got 2020. That's coming up. Mm-hmm. You're hoping to get a female team to be part of the Purchase Cup, which is happening, I think, in September.
Yeah, mid-September this year.
September in Brisbane this year. It's fantastic to be a part of an inclusive sport team. I'm a supporter, and just as a supporter, I love it as well. So you know what? Anyone who's wanting to give this a go, why don't you drive on down to Faulkner Park this Saturday and give Rugby 101 a try with the Melbourne Chargers?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to know any of these details, we'll put them up on our Facebook page, of course. But you know what? Just jump onto Facebook and look up the Melbourne Chargers. They've also got their website, but jump onto Facebook, look up the Melbourne Chargers. There's going to be plenty of people there. Rugby 101 is always a great way in which people can really dive into the sport.
Sausage sizzle for the supporters.
What more could you ask for?
Absolutely.
All right, well, you can get all of your details there. Lockie, thank you so much for joining us. Now, Silas, you're going to be sticking around with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're official
a party
co-hosting duties. Mm. We're going to make it happen. But you can be like Lockie too. 1 year ago, had no idea what he was doing when it came to rugby. And then he's not only one of the great players of the team, he went and played with them internationally. Mm-hmm. And he loves it. And he was marching this Pride March with the banner front and centre.
And he's been amazing.
You're very proudful of being a part of the team.
You've been such an amazing player, Lockie. Loudly enough.
So for no other reason, come down and say hey to Lockie this Saturday at Faulkner Park for Rugby 101 with the Melbourne Chargers. Lockie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Silas and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.